the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik & Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you. Protecting you since 1972.
Education First Credit Union offers our members a variety of products and services to meet all their financial needs.
Since 1936, our values haven't changed. It's always been about putting our members' financial best interests first.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easy.
Simply visit us online, in person, or give us a call. Together, we are better.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
We at Solazzo Marble and Granite cheer on our Catholic high school teams. We are Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selections in the area. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 50-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. Online at solazzomarble.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
And welcome back to Jack Ryan Field, 21-13 Hartley, who's the new principal at Bishop Greene. Please hold your applause to the end of halftime. Matt, congratulations. Remind everybody what your prior position was.
Prior position was the Dean of Students and Director of Student Activities. So I entered my 17th year at Bishop Greene and done a lot of different things, and this has been a goal of mine and something I've been working towards for the last couple years, and I'm excited to get started and have this first year get under my belt.
Well, let's talk about your vision right now and the excitement in the land of the Silver Knights. What's it like right now?
There's a lot of excitement in the building, obviously building off the win last weekend with football and kind of rolling into a new school year, a fresh face. There's some new faces, some changes, a lot of excitement, some great senior class we've got that has really embraced kind of the new roles and things like that.
Did you have a campaign platform I need to know about or anything like that?
No.
Okay,
no.
So make sure. One student in every house, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Let's talk about some athletic changes, too. Tony Basuti, who may be the only man that's older than me coaching in Central Ohio, is now your new head basketball coach. How did you pull that off?
Coach DeCrane left us in the end of May, beginning of June, and, through our search committee, and Tony reached out and had an interest and had that itch to get back in, and, obviously with his resume and his, reputation, thought it was a good fit for him to come in, and, we've got a lot of talent coming back, and we won the CCL last year, and there's a lot of guys out here on the football field that were a part of that, and then we've got a talented sophomore class that will fill in, so, there's definitely some excitement, especially with bringing Coach Basuti in and what we've got coming back.
And his heart and soul is in the CCL, too.
It is. He got it started at DeSales, and he's a DeSales alum, but his girls went to Reedy and played for Coach Lang, so he's got a definite love for the Reedy community.
I believe his full name is the legendary Joe Lang. That's the way I always identify him, as the legendary Joe Lang. You put that all together as one title. The Castle Crew, explain what that is, and I know there's a big date coming up for that as well.
Yeah, our Castle Crew is something that we started a few years ago. It's a group that we focus on our 4th through 8th grade feeder school students and bring them into the school. We have a lot of different events for them. Our first one is for this year is going to be our tailgate party that we have on September 21st at our next home game when we play Liberty Union out at the Fortress Field. It's just a great organization that we started to really welcome in new students, feeder school students, get them part of the community and enriched in what we're doing. Not just you know, obviously athletics, but, you know, spiritually, we have a spiritual retreat for them. And we do a lot of different things to help serve them and get them and entrenched in our mission and our beliefs.
And we'll hear you a couple more times at Fortress Obits later on this season, I believe, your academy in Whitehall Games. How's that worked out to have that palatial mansion there as your home field, Matt?
Well, that is a hidden gem, and it is, you know, they came to us a couple years ago before it was finished and proposed to us and said, you know, we'd like you guys to come out there and take a look. And so, you know, took a tour with Steve McQuaid, our athletic director, and we kind of went through some things with them, and, you know, they propositioned us to have all our home games there. And we did the trial game there last year with the Thursday Night Lights against Bexley, and it's just been a great venue for us. The football team and the parents are really enthused about having one location and not bouncing around, and it's a great facility, like you said. You know, it's something that we can hang our hats on.
And finally, for the parents out there or the students and student athletes, why should they consider Bishop Reedy for their high school education?
You know, it's a great community. It's a great feel for all the students. You know, it's not just about, you know, the athletics. Again, it's the spiritual growth, the academic growth. And it's you get a sense of family and commitment. And it's just the class sizes, things like that. Everything kind of works in a favor, and it has a great feel when you walk into the building and the teachers and staff.
And for more information, is there a website they can go to?
Absolutely. www.brhs.org is our website. If you have any questions, feel free to give us a call.
The brick was in the house here, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Brickner,
new
principal at Bishop Reedy. Congratulations on the title. I will look for the new business card shortly, right?
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We'll take a break. On the other side, we'll talk to Michael Ray, the athletic director at Bishop Hartley. 21-13, Hartley leads at the break. This is the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Save up to $7,000 on a new Jeep Cherokee or Chrysler Pacifica during the summer clearance event. Release a new Ram 1500 for just $213 a month. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
And welcome back to Jack Ryan Field at halftime. 21-13, Hartley over Reedy, joined now by the infamous athletic director, Bishop Hartley, and the stellar volleyball coach, 2-1 with Michael Ray. Dr. Ray, how are you tonight, sir?
Doing well, Randy. Thanks.
Let's get to the meat of things, first of all. Big win for the volleyball program last night, correct?
Very big.
And you beat whom?
We beat DeSales in five. We are currently 3-1. Started a little rough. Had a loss against Watterson, but right back in the top half of the CCL. So hoping that we can continue to get better every day.
Strength of your team, outside hitters, middle blockers, back row, what do you have?
Chiamaka Wokola is our middle. Feels like she's been here a really long time. She's finally a senior, and I'm sure everyone's going to be happy she's gone, but she's our strength. We've got a great outside hitter with Kayla Malone, who's a senior also. And our right side, Alexa Wilson, also a senior. So
that kind of touches on the fall sports. Talk more about the fall sports season, if you will. You got a great football team out here.
Got a great football team. You know, all our fall sports are really good. We have 10 different sports with cross country, girls and boys soccer, field hockey, girls tennis, boys and girls golf. And really excited about our girls golf program. We're starting to make some headway there. Girls are playing really well. Got a new coach who's been around golf Central Ohio for a long, long time, and he's doing a great job. But excited about all our programs.
Talk about your multi-purpose facility, too, if you will.
Really excited about that. We broke ground in July. You know, Mike Winters, his goal is to do something new to this school every single year, and this is big. This is going to give us three additional classrooms, brand new state-of-the-art weight room, full-size gym. We're going to be able to utilize for practice, freshman JV games. Just another big space on a campus that doesn't have a lot of room.
I know you're concerned about the current student-athletes, but you also like to honor those from the past, too, and you have a big event coming up, too, do you not?
We do. We have a couple. We have homecoming on September 28th. We have an alumni social before 5 to 6:30. We love our alumni, and hopefully tonight we get to ring our new victory bell, which the class of 71 donated. It's down in the north end of our end zone. And then we have also on October 19th our Hall of Fame football game against Canton Hoover. And then October 20th, the induction ceremonies.
Now, is the victory bell named yet? Because, for example, Canal Winchester, it's the Mike Locke victory bell.
It is not named. It is going to be dedicated to the class of 71. I'll have to talk to them about that.
The Dick Geyer victory bell?
Huh? We got the Dick Geyer Gymnasium.
All right. Don't want to give him too much?
Well, you never know. he's celebrating 55 years of marriage today.
That's
so
right.
He was supposed to come up and talk tonight, but that's absolutely more important.
We talked to his agent. It was a no-go.
Yeah.
His agent being his wife, of
course.
That's
right.
If people want more information about Bishop Hartley, where can they find it? And why should they consider Bishop Hartley?
Well, we're just the East Side Catholic school that is all about well-rounded kids. We're not solely athletics. We're not solely just an education. So we get kids in here that are well-rounded. www.bishop-hartley.org is our website. You can find information about registering for the Hall of Fame dinner, the alumni socials and activities that are going on, information about admissions, everything.
Man that does it all is athletic director, volleyball coach, not a challenge he won't tackle, and do extremely well. Michael, thanks for your time here at halftime.
Thanks, Randy. I appreciate it.
We'll take a break on the other side. Ryan and Lee will update you on all the scores. 21-13 the tally here in favor of Hartley. This is the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Toddlers are utterly free, maybe too free. In the quiet moments after communion the other day, my 3-year-old repeatedly shouted, "I tooted." They don't care what people think of them. They actually don't really worry about anything. Who's going to pay the bills? Where's my next meal going to come from? They get in their car seats without asking, "Where are we going?" They fall asleep in those car seats and wake up somewhere else and never wonder, "What happened last night?" That's because they know they have a father and a mother who love them and look out for them. So they're free to enjoy the ride. As we get older, we have responsibilities and stresses that pile up on us. But it's important to remember that we still have a Heavenly Father who loves us. And no matter how crazy things get, He's looking out for us. And from the eternal perspective, everything's going to be fine. You know what that means? It means we can enjoy the ride. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
A late Philip Cole 65-yard touchdown, and Hartley takes a 21-13 lead in our CCL football game of the week. Ryan Baker back in the AM 820 studios, and joined by the guru from this week's sports, Lee Cochran. And Lee, I hope that late second touchdown doesn't really take it away from Reedy there. It could come back to haunt them. The Silver Knights playing really good here tonight.
Well, I think they're motivated, and they know that this series is ending for the foreseeable future with the rotation that they're going to do with the CCL schools with Reedy. But, you know, the way I look at it is, you know, halftime is going to be huge in this game. One, can Coach Cross get Reedy back after that fumble return to make it an 8-point game? And then Coach Birchfield, you know, he's got to tell these guys, "Hey, I told you these guys were good. You need to start playing like it." And, you know, as we head into second half, I'd kind of side on the Coach Birchfield side of the discussion.
Yeah, you'd think the numbers game maybe catch up to Reedy and wear them down like they have in the second half before. But Jack Foley having another good game. This running back is 5'4", 145 pounds. Is there some, I mean, obviously he's a really good football player, but is there something to his diminutive size that just makes him so hard to bring down?
Well, I think what you know, they've talked about before is that he can hide a little bit behind the offensive lineman. And, you know, you've seen that with other running backs. I more worry about the pounding he takes, you know, but he's pretty good at not taking a lot of direct hits. That if he gets, you know, tackled, it's usually, you know, dragged down, knocked down. I mean, it's just not one of those ones that you go, oh man, is he getting up? So he's had to learn that as well, because I know in the last year Coach Cross talked about, you know, that he just didn't want him getting hit a lot, and he's got to learn how to be able to take the hits.
Yeah, and again, Reedy hanging tough here in maybe the final game in this rivalry that spanned 55 years. 21-13 again at the half, Hartley leading in this one.
Well, I would say though, not to interrupt you, but I would say that it's probably a good decision to you know, at least temporarily end the rivalry. I mean, last year's game, I mean, we've got 42-10, 56-17, 40-3, 52-19. You know, there was the overtime game in 2013, but the previous 3 years, they were all blowouts, too. Reedy hasn't won this game since 2009, and not saying that's the reason to end the rivalry, but I think it does give you a little confirmation that maybe it is time. That, you know, Coach Birchfield said, over the years, schools change, teams change, and they've just evolved differently. Reedy is, but probably better suited for the Mid-State League. Yeah, Hartley has shown that, they've moved up to Division III. I mean, they were Division V. You know, so it was a more evenly balanced game years ago. Now it's just really not.
Yeah, Hartley definitely dominating the past decade, but a close one tonight. Again, 21-13. DeSales and Watterson both playing pretty cool games tonight. Big Catholic teams in the state of Ohio from other areas. They're at the half at Ohio Dominican, and Walsh Jesuit has a 14-13 lead over Watterson. Walsh Jesuit quarterback Cameron Mays in this one, very efficient so far, 6-7 with 87 yards and a touchdown pass. He was the difference in this game last year, a game that Watterson led by 14 in the fourth quarter. Mays ended up coming in the second half and really turned the fortunes around for Walsh in that game. Their regular quarterback got hurt, and Mays kind of took over the team. This one, pretty much what I expected, a close one through the first half.
Yeah, it's a game that both these squads really need, but the last couple of years it's been close games. I was really curious to see how Watterson would come out tonight. You know, they had that big victory over Olentangy Orange, quite honestly, a very surprising victory. And I think you said it earlier that, you didn't know if Watterson would have two wins this year, and they very well could have two wins after tonight. Yeah, but, I just was curious, and I guess they've answered that question, that they've come out strong this, for tonight's game.
And Watterson, something pretty cool, not only playing at Ohio Dominican tonight, but never seen this from the Eagles. They're wearing all red uniforms tonight, so something different for Watterson in that one. DeSales and Youngstown Cardinal Mooney, both tied at 6. Lee, the cool stat that I got from This Week Sports this week, since the inception of the playoffs in 1972, only 9 teams have 50 postseason wins. Both of these programs have that.
Yeah, and I saw that too, and talked to Jared Ory a little bit about it. He said, that's what's been floating around. It's really interesting. But these programs, it's their fifth time playing. So, they played twice in 2009, and Mooney won both those games, including in the state championship. And then, Watterson won, DeSales won last year. So, and in 2010, I think. So, but, it's a good game for DeSales. It's a typical game for DeSales, though. They're going to put more mileage on the bus than probably any team in Central Ohio. I mean, they're going all over the place this year, and this is just a trip to Youngstown for them.
Yeah, they've already been to Dayton, Lancaster, and Youngstown so far.
And they still get to go to Indiana.
Yep, and then Wenton Woods to end the year as well. So definitely a lot of wheels on the bus for the Stallions, 6-6.
I thought you were going to sing.
No singing here. That was you earlier. St. Charles, they have a 7-6 lead over Independence. Is this the night, Lee, the Cardinals get their first win?
I think it very well could be, and it'd be nice. That program's just been down, and heading into the year, I actually expected a little bit more from Independence. I thought they might be able to make a little bit of noise in the City League South. But, you know, hey, you know, Coach Hooker is looking to get that program turned around, and this would be a heck of a step on the way.
Let's go ahead and run through some of the other scores in the area tonight. Some big matchups this week. A big one going on in Hilliard. Davidson has a 17-3 lead over Bradley. The big shocker in this one, Davidson throws a touchdown pass.
Yeah, and you're going to get to it in a little bit, too. Lancaster's got one, too. It's just interesting to see what happens to Davidson the year after they don't make the playoffs. I mean, they've just come out this year. That 3 points is the first points they've given up all year. Coach White, you know, he won't let that program stay down. I mean, there's just way too much tradition there. And then also the guys that play on those teams, they're not used to not making the playoffs. They don't want to be the guys that don't make the playoffs. And that's what having a tradition of like that means.
You mentioned Lancaster. Hilliard Derby just scores on the first play of the second half here to tie that one up at 7. Lee, this was the hardest game for me to pick in our This Week Picks this week.
Yeah, it was one you sat there and thought about for a while. But I think what, you know, kind of led me to pick Lancaster was their quarterback, Tyler Monk, threw for 209 yards last week against DeSales and a couple touchdowns. And it got me thinking, when was the last time that Lancaster had more yards passing than they did rushing?
It's probably been a long time.
It had to be a long time. And I thought, you know what? If they can mix it up a little bit, then I like them over Derby.
Another huge one we got to talk about tonight, Kaufman and Jerome. They are at the half. Jerome has a 14-10 lead in this one. These two schools haven't played since 2013, and we got a good one going right now.
Yeah, we were out at Jerome the last 2 days, and you and I were out there in the preseason. Jerome's pretty fired up about this. I mean, obviously. And there's a lot of, you know, it was a little good nature ribbing going back and forth, but it was pretty good atmosphere out there tonight. I know that when you and I spoke with them, I got booed a little bit when I said Jerome, you know, would probably not be the favorite in this game, and I would pick Kaufman, and I did. You picked Jerome. You held to your guns. It'll be interesting to see what happens, because if they can hold on, Coach Guesswich promised us that if they won, he was coming into the studio.
He'll be fired up tonight for sure. Let's rapid fire here through a couple of the big games in the area. Winton Woods has just scored. They have a 31-24 lead over Upper Arlington. Licking Valley and Johnstown tied at 3. Pick Central at the half has a 14-7 lead over Trotwood Madison. Westerville Central 34-14 over Eastmore. New Albany has a 17-14 lead over Licking Heights. Reynoldsburg 28-6 over Marion Franklin. And Pickerington North has a 35-0 lead over Olentangy Orange tonight. And another one real quick, Youngstown Cardinal Mooney has just scored, a minute left in the half, so they have a 12-6 lead over DeSales. Don't forget, after the game, Lee and I will be back. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports and RevLocalDigitalMarketing.com. Go ahead and tweet us your scores, at AM 820. Let us know what your team is doing tonight, and you can also get all the scores at our website, am820scoreboard.com. We've got a good one going on in the CCL football game of the week tonight. Hartley leads Reedy 21-13 after one half. Let's head back out to Jack Ryan Field for the second half action.